Bonjour, mes amis, and welcome to the Rendezvous de Cajun radio and TV show, live from the historic Liberty Theater in downtown Eunice, Louisiana. I like this crowd already. I'm pleased to announce that we have performing for you this evening, Warren Storm, Willie T, and Cypress. How about a little hand on that right now? This program, the only one of its kind, is sponsored by the City of Eunice, the Jean Lafitte National Historical Park and Preserve, St. Landry Parish Tourist Commission, the Cajun French Music Association, ACFMA, John Gary Allstate Insurance of Eunice, and the Best Stop Supermarket in Scott. We got a crowd here. My name's Todd Artigo. I work at K-Bone as my full-time job. I also do the Swamp and Roller radio show at K-Bone every Thursday night. I also do the Swamp and Roller TV show. Y'all see that? It's on the same station that this plays on right here. Thank you for that. I will be your host for this evening. And now, it is a pleasure, a big pleasure, for me to introduce to you and ask you for a warm welcome like they needed for our first band and only band tonight doing the whole show, Warren Storm, Willie T, and Cypress.
Together.
Yeah.
Everybody see.
From the trees
looked like y'all picked a bad time to give up Dancing for Lent. Great band right here. Godfather of Swamp Pop. And you just heard Mr. Willie T. How about a hand for Willie T and those vocals right there, too?
Thank y'all.
That's why he's pretty big up here, because he has to carry a lot of wind. He has to sing, and he has to play the saxophone. And he sings his own background vocals, and he can make the saxophone sound like two saxophones. So you should be getting four checks. Did y'all discuss that? Talk to the lady that runs the band, Miss Gloria, I believe.
Four
you should get four checks. You're doing four roles. For his pleasure to have really a hardcore swamp pop up in here. Typically, it's Cajun bands, and that's terrific. That's the mission statement of this event and this whole program, is to preserve our Cajun heritage, as well as the Zydeco and the Creole and different things. And then now and again, we do a little swamp pop, too, because swamp pop is a big part of our heritage. Y'all agree about that? Yeah. Right. They do have a new CD. Tell us a little bit about the CD, Willie.
Well, we have a brand new CD. It's called Swamp Pop Jukebox.
And it's a good one.
And we have about four or five original songs on there. And the rest of them are some older stuff that people's always enjoyed everywhere as we play. And we're all excited about having it. It's doing well so far.
And we have 400 of them to sell back there in the lobby.
Everybody got to buy one. Also, this put out on Gen Records, by the way, is a company that recorded a lot of favorite swamp pop music as well. And y'all going to do a couple songs from that on the show tonight?
We'll do more than a couple.
All right. And to the guy with the microphone, the other side look like I can't hold that horse back anymore. Pleasure to the microphone. Think of these next two, the godfather of swamp pop, Warren Storm.
Thank you very much. I'm about to hand Todd on to go right here. If I had wings like an angel over these prison walls, I would fly. You know I'd fly to the arms of my darling.
That was in 1958 we recorded that song. in Crowley Town, J.D. Miller Recording Studio. Want to say hello to Bon Ami Tours at Carita and Ron and Grant and Diane right there from Jennings, Louisiana.
I just lost somebody good.
I send that out to my daughter, Julie, and my granddaughter, Heather, in Lafayette. They're going to be listening.
The band Cypress featuring Warren Storm, Willie T, and Cypress. What about it? Because it is a band. Warren, it's a band all the way.
That's the band.
Now, tell us a little about, everybody knows about Warren Storm. They know something about him, but myself and just about everybody else, we only know the surface. We know songs and the things you're doing now. Give us a little background from when you started, even before you started.
I started watching my daddy was a musician all his life. He played with Cajun bands. My daddy played the drums, accordion, the fiddle, the guitar.
All right.
And I watched him play the drums, and I learned when I was 11 years old, I started playing the drums.
All right.
And my daddy played with Lawrence Walker, great Cajun musicians, Doc Gidry and Happy Fats.
All right.
Willie, his brother, played the great accordion. Willie played with Broussard.
Big Leroy Broussard,
and he played with...
He used to play Elliot Broussard's Ranch.
Yeah, and we recorded on Jim Olivier's Cajun...
Every Sunday afternoon.
And Cajun albums with Jim Olivier and Cammy Doucette, and Wayne Toops played the accordion.
All right.
So we got a great background of Cajun music. We started playing that. And I played country music with Larry Brasseur. And when in 1953, when I heard Fats Domino, I said, I want to play that kind of music. Uh-huh. And we played that. Fats Domino started the swamp pop. It was rhythm and blues.
Rhythm and blues. The term swamp pop hadn't been said yet.
Then it went to rock and roll, and it went to change. And we call it swamp pop. We call it Louisiana music. Music of South Louisiana, Zydeco Cajun, swamp pop, blues. So South Louisiana has the best music in the world and the best food in the world.
That's right. It's a team effort. Everybody makes it happen. It's terrific. Also, you played on thousands and thousands of recordings as a session drummer at J.D. Miller Studios.
Yeah, I played with all the old blues recorders.
Like who?
Recording artists. Uh-huh. And me and Willie played with John Fogerty on the toot-toot. We played with... Rockin' Sydney, and I played drums with Rod Menard and Clifton Chenier.
On that great CD, Boogie in Black and White, you were the drummer.
Boogie in Black and White,
Terrific. Sounds good. Warren Storm, everybody. How about him?
We got the whole history here tonight. Thank you. BMRC.
All
right. BMRC.
I think, Mr. Willie, you got a couple of them loaded up right now?
Yeah, sure do. A couple from our new CD.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Which are some in the lobby for sale right now as well.
Oh, yeah, it's for sale.
A couple of songs are written by... Ivy Duga. Mm-hmm.
All right. Take it away, fellas.
Look at her over there. Look at her over there. That sweet little girl with the jet black hair. Look at the sky. He's taller than me. Look at his heart. I think he's taller than me. There's no one like that I see on TV. Look at her over there. Look at her over there. That sweet little girl. Look at her over there. That sweet little girl. Okay, we're going to do another one that was written by Ivy Dugan, entitled, Cross All Your T's. Cross all your T's. Life is a gift. You gotta take it and try. Cross all your T's and dot all your
beautiful song written by accomplished Cajun vocalist and musician and Cajun songwriter Ivy Duga, writing a great swamp pop song. And you know, we love those standards, but they got to start somewhere. So we got to hear them new for the first few times, and that's a terrific song right there. Willie do a heck of a job on the vocals on there, too.
Ivy really did it that time.
Our next one's
going to
be Teardrops Over You.
Thank you, Ivy.
How about giving, since not everybody has a microphone, Willie, go ahead and introduce the band so we know where they, if their name and maybe where they're from or where they claim to be from.
Okay, we're going to start from the other end with our great guitar player, Mr. Tommy Joe Richard.
Right there.
He's from Ville Platte,
That's where
Bill Plott.
Where is that?
And next to him is Scott Broussard. Right. He's from Franklin. And in the middle here on the drums is Carl Duga from Lafayette. And another one from Ville Platte that's behind me here on the keyboards is Carl Borderlong.
Those two Ville Platte guys have been knowing each other so long they have to separate them. They got to put them as far as they can on the stage like that from each other.
Ils vont se battre.
They can't be side by each of them.
What's that? I didn't catch you on.
I said they can't be side.
That's
by
right.
Each.
We got to separate them. Right, like he said. Look like Warren's ready to do a couple of numbers. Y'all ready for that?
I'm gonna do a song from our brand new Swamp Pop Jukebox CD. Y'all come dance and have fun with us. Everybody's okay. Let me hear y'all scream. All right, that's good. Y'all awake?
Teardrops over you. Stand
down. I'm so lonesome since you left me. I've been crying the whole night through. This morning I thought my feelings would be different, but I'm still crying. Thank you very much. 1958. Mama, mama, mama. See. Let's jitterbug a little bit, y'all. Sister Vina. Mama, mama, mama. Guess what you little boy's done?
Mr. Warren Storm, now, you're not going to believe this unless you listen to K-Bone and you know this was announced about 2.5 weeks ago. The young man singing on the microphone right there celebrated a birthday. Warren,
what?
Only about 2.5 weeks ago was your birthday. Go ahead and tell the world how young are you now?
I was 102, February 18th.
You believe that? If I tell you how old he is, you won't believe that either. I think he turned 77, I believe, just 2.5 weeks ago right there. And then not to be outdone, since then, Willie T, it seemed like you had a birthday since then. It seemed like I heard that on K-Ball.
A few days ago, March the 1st.
Yeah, he joined the 70s Club. We got a lot of members in that club, bro.
I hit the big 7-0.
How about a hand for Willie? Of course, this program happens almost every Saturday of the whole year. You can watch it on KDCG TV. That's on Sundays at noon. This show will probably air next Sunday. Not this Sunday, but next Sunday. That's the same station that has the Swamp World TV show. Y'all said y'all saw that before, huh? In fact, I'm going to follow myself next Sunday. Looking forward to that. Coming up March 15th here, that's next Saturday. Speaking of birthdays, the birthday girl, the queen of Cajun music, Cheryl Cormier and Cajun Sounds will be here next Saturday. They'll be terrific. On the 22nd, Milford Seymour from Wagon Wheels to Sundown. That'll be something right there, too, right here at the Liberty. And then this, you just heard one of his own compositions coming in with his own band on March 29th. Jackie Collier, Ivy Dugay, and the Cajun Cousins. So y'all be sure to return for all of those fine bands each and every Saturday. Willie, you got a couple of them ready, loaded up, ready to go?
Yeah, I'd like to do a Merle Haggard song that we did on the CD.
That's a good one.
That'll wake up.
Thank you.
Don't just lay there like cold granite and stone, waiting with your clothes to be alone. Wait and please, darling, for me if you would. Don't just lay there like you're gone away for good. There's too many empty pages with so many things in store. I can't believe it's over and you've closed the final door. And I'm not prepared to handle these things we're going through. I wish God would grant me just one more night with you. Don't just stay there like cold granite stone, waiting with your clothes to be alone. Waiting and please, darling, for me if you would. Don't just stay there like you're gone away. I'd feel worthless, like a bell that doesn't ring. I know you hear me talking, yet you haven't heard a thing. I can't stand it all much longer. I'll go crazy without you. I wish God would grant just one more night with you. Wake up, don't just lay there like cold granite stone. Wake up, we're too close to be alone. Wake up and be dark.
Mighty fine CD. You can pick them up in the lobby. And I'll tell you, the band would love to hang around and autograph, but they have a whole other show that they'll kick off as soon as they can get to Pats and Henderson tonight. So if you're looking for a little more action, and you may want to head out there to Pats and Henderson. It's a great place, and this is a place that this band plays on a regular basis. Now, this is something we kind of got to spring on y'all. Okay, y'all got that at work at K-Ball, right? How many of y'all listen to K-Ball? All right. Well, I got this guy. He's here. He's in the back right here. He has a little history of doing a little entertainment and everything. And figuring that there used to be comedians here for many years, every Saturday night they slow to put a little comedian in, we have a volunteer to be our comedian here tonight.
Does he hang around Gabon a lot?
A little bit too much, some would say.
A little bit too much. Yeah, yeah. I see him walking the street sometimes.
No, pleasure to introduce to y'all. You know him, and he's going to make you laugh. My boss at Gabon, Paul Marks.
You nice shots, man. I hate to inform you, T-Norm could not make it down tonight. He called a while ago. He's lost. He went to Fred's Lounge. I said, that's Saturday morning, T-Norm. Well, he said, I'm just going to wait till it opens. That's T-Norm. Anyway, I want to say Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. What? Huh? Every day. Today's your say Mother's Day, huh? Y'all heard that song before? Yeah. Every day is Mother's Day. I'm proud to say I wrote that song. I wrote that song. Every day is Mother's Day, and I believe that. C'est Mother's Day. Speaking of moms, my mom just turned 83 years old recently. 83 years old. Yeah. Getting grouchier every year. My mom, on her birthday, had her over the house. We made a gumbo. She says, I got an announcement to make. Mom, you're not pregnant. Huh? Oh, Paul, I practice safe, Dad. You know? No, that's not it. She said, Paul, I decided to go back to work. I said, really? My mom's always worked, I mean, all her life, but I said, really? Yeah, not full time. 3 days a week. Huh. I said, well, that's great, Mom. What kind of work? What are you going to do? She said, I'm going to be taking care of old people. Mom, you are old people. So anyway, she went to work. She worked 3 days a week, part-time. Still working, taking care of old people. Still working, taking care of old people. Not as old as her, but they're old people. Isn't that great? Isn't that great? Yeah, the only thing that worries about my mom is that she has to drive to work. A few months ago, I flew into the Lafayette Regional Airport. My wife couldn't come pick me up, so my mom volunteered to come pick me up. And we left the airport. You know, when you come out of the airport, there's a light right there. Goes through the light, takes a left, she's gone. And she's talking to me. I hope you had a good trip. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. I didn't say anything. She's happy to see me. She missed the light. So. Next light. Whew. Whoa, Rock. Turn, get to a stop sign. My mama don't stop. I said, Mom, don't take this wrong, Mom, but you got to be careful. I said, you just ran two red lights and you passed a stop sign. My mom looked at me. She said, what? You mean I'm driving? Yeah, I'm glad my mom didn't want to come. She wanted to come tonight. She was going to drive. I said, Mom, it's been canceled. The show's been canceled. I'll go to your house tomorrow and tell you what it would have been if it had been there, but it was canceled. My grandma, I talk about my mom, but I got to tell you about my grandma. And this is a true story. How many of you remember before television? Before, you know, you listened to radio before television. You know, there was television, but we never had a television at our house. I didn't know what a television was until one of the neighbors got it. And it was kind of scary watching it with those people in that little box. Anyway, I came out of the service. I bought a home. I brought my grandma in to live with me. My grandma lived with me. My wife and I took care of her until she passed away. But we got a television. My grandma fell in love with Gunsmoke. Oh, Matt Dillon. Ça c'est joli, hein, mon cher. Boys, what did? Madam, now what say you? Hello. Never mind. Bam, Paul, Paul, come on, I'm in that haunt. Anyway, that was an episode where Matt Dillon was called to go meet somebody. It was an ambush. He walked in, he got shot. Oh, my grandma cried. Oh, my God. Mommy's going to be okay. It's okay. And I'm not kidding you. I guess 6-8 months later, I'm in the kitchen, she's on the sofa, and I hear, va pas là, Matt. Va pas là. Matt, va pas là. Matt. I'm trying to fix me a sandwich. I gotta get back to work. Matt. Boom, boom, come on. Sassy fool, try to squish it there, and I'm smart. So, Mom, quoi y'a? Matt Dillon, le shérif. Il a été dans la même bâtisse, le même homme l'appelait, il était ton couillon pour connaître, ils vont tirer, ils l'ont tiré encore. Oh, quand même. Bien merci tout pour dire. I want to thank you so much. Those of you who don't know about KBON, we're Louisiana proud, KBON. We're Louisiana proud every day, not just on the weekends. Tous les jours. I put KBON on the air. It'll be 17 years, May 29th. But I want you to know, 26 years before that, I promoted Louisiana music at local radio station. 26 years every weekend, I promoted Louisiana music. I did it from my heart because I didn't charge anything. I did it for free because I wanted people to know this was from my heart. I did it. I tried to talk other radio stations into doing what I'm doing. They couldn't imagine that being successful. Nobody wants to listen to that every day. Well, I just didn't know where to go. And I prayed to God. God, what's going on? Why won't they understand? This is our heritage. This is our culture. This is our music. These are our people. I don't understand. And I heard the voice of God. He did. Paul Marks, are you crazy? What? Didn't you take a hint? They're not going to do it, Paul. Okay, God. No, not okay. You get off your butt and you go do it. God spoke to me. Scared the heck out of me. I got to open up a radio station. I did. And that radio station is Louisiana Proud, KBON 101.1. Let us, before we die, gather up our heritage and offer it to our children. How about a big end for Ward Storm Winnity in Cyprus? Debussy.
Take it away, Willie.
What's that you got? Makes you think you're so hot. What's that you got? Makes you think you're so hot. Is it really made of gold? Will it satisfy my soul? What's that you got? Makes you think you're so hot. Please tell me, why my dog when you come around? You get the pale man, but with you he wags his tail and clowns. What's that you got? Think you're so hot. What's that you got? Makes you think you're so hot. Is it really made of gold? Will it satisfy my soul? What's that you got? Makes you think you're so hot.
All right, how about a hand for Willie T and the Savage Band, y'all?
Thank you.
Y'all come on, dance, have fun with us. I know that she'll open the door, 'cause she loved me, she loved me once before. Yes, she loved me, I know she was mine, and that's why I'll try one more time. I play the game according to the rules. She broke my heart. Once more, she was mine, she loved me once before. Mine. That's why.